Usually I put a funny clip at the beginning of this, but since it's just me, there's nothing. And cue the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook. Unfortunately, I'm not joined by Calder Amos Wood this week. He is on vacation, having a good time, but I'm still here. And I figured, since most people are already focused on going into the next week, as there's many playoff implications that will be happening next week at the Kit Kat rivalry weekend in LA, figured I could just do this episode alone, make it a quick one, go through last week, and talk about what to be excited for next week as well. So let's just get right into last week's games. But first, one thing to talk about. The 2020 season schedule for Overwatch League Season 3 has been released and revealed. And it's pretty exciting. Every game will be played in a location of a team. Every team has at least two homestand weekends. And some teams have more. But for example, the first weekend, games will be played in New York and Dallas, and then in the second week, Shanghai and Philly, and then in the third week, Guangzhou and Washington. So, lots of exciting things happening, a lot of good games going to be happening all at different times. It's very exciting. It's we're getting closer to full-on localization. Honestly, it's great the way that it's set out here, and honestly, if it just stayed that way, that would be good. If it works well, it makes me excited, because this means that Calder and I and a bunch of our other friends can go watch some games in Toronto, so that's exciting. Looking forward to that. So go to the Overwatch League website if you want to check that out. Now, let's get into the games from last week. I do have our quickie predickies from last week here, and I will calculate to see which of us between Calder and I did the best. So the first game was between Boston and Florida. Now usually we'd say this is kind of a poo-poo match, but Florida's been really showing up, and it showed here, because Florida 4-0'd Boston in quite a convincing fashion. Because Florida's been looking quite well, actually. Both Calder and I predicted Florida, so that's 0 points for either of us. That went about as expected. Thought maybe Boston would manage to get one map, but I guess not. Now, the next game was Dallas versus Hangzhou. Hangzhou won with a 3-1. I predicted Hangzhou. Caldy predicted Dallas. So that's 1 point for ya boy. I don't know how to mark this. There we go. So yeah, Hangzhou has been looking better and better, and Dallas has been looking worse and worse, so I don't know why Calder predicted Dallas. Honestly, Dallas, I mean, they're eliminated, so they should just focus on next season. They have one more game against Atlanta in the Kit Kat rivalry weekend. But they you can tell they've kind of already started to focus on next season. The next game was Seoul versus Shanghai. This is kind of a tough one to predict. Both of them have been looking okay. They're going in different directions. Seoul's looking slightly better, and Shanghai's looking quite a bit worse, but now they're kind of balanced out to be somewhat evenly level teams. I predicted Shanghai to win, but Seoul won 3-1, so that's a point for Calder. Calder predicted Seoul. Then on Friday, Washington versus Atlanta. This, to me, it wasn't the actual match of the week, but this, to me, was the match of the week. These two teams were undefeated going in. They were, other than San Francisco Shock, these two have been talked about as being the best teams of the stage so far, the best teams of 2-2-2, which makes Calder and I happy, because Atlanta's my team, and I love Washington a lot, and Calder also loves Washington a lot, and Shock's doing well, so he's obviously happy about that. So stage four, kind of the best stage for the Brofer Watch. For this one, I predicted Atlanta. Calder predicted Washington. It was a very close game. It was 2-1 for Atlanta, so it was about as close as you could get. And but that's a point for me, boys. And I just want to talk about this real quick. Kind of the stars of the stage have been Corey and Stratus from Washington, Erster, and also Dogman and FRD have been doing a lot better in 2-2-2 as well, and really showing up. And then on Shock, Rascal and Architect have been looking super duper good. Rascal, we've talked about this before and we'll probably talk about it again. Rascal might be the Brofer Watch MVP. He's just kind of been under the radar, just absolutely killing it all season. And he's still killing it now. But yeah, so Rascal, Architect, Erster, Kind of Baby Bay, or sorry, Kind Baby Bay has been doing well, but Kind of Dogman and FRD, and definitely Corey and Stratus have all been looking super duper good in 2-2-2. But the next game was Chengdu versus San Fran. Both of us predicted San Fran. San Fran won, so no points there. Chengdu is kind of known for their DPS stuff, but they don't really have the flexibility to really thrive in 2-2-2. They can't really, you know, go on to the May Reaper and then be able to swap off it to, like, double sniper or something. They don't really have that depth. They were kind of better at DPS when it wasn't expected, you know? When everybody else was playing GOAT, so they'd pull out the DPS and was like, whoa, they're really good at it. And they have some great DPS players, but they don't really have the depth or flexibility to really beat top-tier 2-2-2 teams like the San Francisco Shock. So they got 4-0'd. San Fran looking real good. The Shock, it's not a shock to anybody that the Shock is shocking. Then the next game, we tied again. But for the opposite reason, we both predicted this wrong. It was the Hangzhou Spark versus the LA Gladiators. Both of us predicted the Gladiators, but no. It was the Hangzhou Spark. This was a very, very close game. This is a very close game. Gladiators barely lost it. It came down to the last little bit. But Hangzhou has been looking really well. I think they were just not doing very well for a while because they were trying to figure out the whole Crystal situation and they weren't really committing to one thing because they kept thinking Crystal was going to come back and then he just didn't. But now they have it figured out and they're doing a lot better. And Godsby and Gushui are doing very well in 2-2-2. So no points for either of us there. Excuse me. So Then on Saturday, it started off with Paris versus Shanghai. And I specifically remember last week, I said, this is going to be my risky pick of the week. And oh boy, baby, did it pay off. I predicted Paris was going to beat Shanghai, and they did. They beat them 3-1. Shanghai's not been looking great, but that's a point for me. But Paris, I wish this was their last match of the week. Unfortunately, they had a match later that they lost to against the Washington Justice, but I kind of wish this was their last game of the season, because they did well. They showed a lot of promise, showing that Soon and Shadowburn are a great DPS duo, and they've got, you know, some good players on there. I feel like there was a lot more that was expected of them going into the season, and I'm sure they feel the same way, that it was kind of disappointing. But they had a lot of potential, and they didn't do terribly. And I think they would have done a lot better if 222 was, you know, in from the start, or maybe even just in from stage 3, because they seem to do a lot better in that than they did in Goats. But props to them for beating Shanghai here. Shanghai has been, I don't know, it's kind of the same problem as Chengdu has. They just don't really have the depth to really thrive in 222. They were really good at the triple DPS composition, but because then they could just play whatever, but Shanghai's just struggling. But anyway, that was my risky pick of the week, and it paid off. I'm happy about that. Then it was LA Valiant versus Boston Uprising. Boston actually got a map, but LA still won. Both Calder and I predicted that, so no points there. Valiant's been looking... They have a rough stage. They have a rough stage, and so they've been looking pretty good, but they're facing a lot of tough teams. Boston's not a good example, but they're facing a lot of really good teams, especially this week at the Kit Kat Rivalry weekend, which we'll get to when I do some quickie predickies by myself, so there's no real point, but yeah, whatever. But yeah, Valiant's been looking pretty good. They've just been having tough competition, so they really needed a lot of the wins that they've been getting. They've missed, I think they've only missed one or two this stage. They lost against Seoul, and that's it. They lost against Seoul. They could have really used that. If they won against Seoul, I'm pretty sure they'd be in the top 12, but they're not right now. They are one of two teams that are kind of in limbo right now. It's them and the Chengdu Hunters, which we'll get to. But Valiant's been looking pretty good. Boston kind of just fell off. They'll probably do quite a revamp in the offseason, as they usually do. Boston's a very weird team like that. But this game just showed that Valiant's still good. Next game was Seoul versus Philly. This was a surprising one. Both of us predicted Seoul, and Philly won. And like we've said, whenever Philly wins, even when they win, like, somewhat decidedly, like a 3-1, like, they don't look good. They win, but they don't look good. They always look like they were the worst team, even when they win, and it's very strange. But, Seoul's probably gonna make some changes in the offseason, too. They've got, like, two or three players that are kind of carrying, like Ryu Jaehong, Michelle, sometimes Marvel, but right now their DPS is just lackluster, and they've got some stuff to figure out. And then Philly is the exact same team that they've had, you know, for the past two seasons, and they're just doing the same old thing. I guess it's working for them, but I don't expect them to make it very far in playoffs. Chengdu versus Houston. I predicted Houston. Calder predicted Chengdu. Chengdu did win. It was a pretty close game. It was a 3-2. Houston's just terrible at map fives. I was gonna say they don't have very good luck with map fives, but they're just bad at them. They're just not very good at map fives, and it sucks. But Chengdu beats Houston. That was Houston's last game of the season, which is kind of a bummer. But, you know, what can you do other than do better? Next game was on Sunday. This was a very important game. This was Atlanta Reign versus London Spitfire. This was a very important game, because Atlanta, at this point, needed to win out if they wanted to make it, because they've already clinched top 12, so they're in the play-ins. But they have, at the beginning of the stage, they had a small chance that they could make top 6, depending on a couple things, and depending, they basically had to win out and depend on a couple other things. And going into this game, basically, if they lost this, then there's no way of making top 6. If they win this, then all they have to do is win the next two games. Doesn't matter the map differential. They just have to win the next two games, and they're in the top six. They win this game 4-0. People have been saying London's been looking good. They 4-0 London. I'm so happy, dude. They look so good. Atlanta looks so good. Now, at the beginning of the stage, I thought maybe they were just looking really good because Erster's popping off, and I was like, we're just kind of getting an Erster carry. But everyone on Atlanta looks so good. And it makes me so happy to beat London 4-0. It was great. And it's not even like London was playing bad. Atlanta was just playing so great. So let's see what I predict. What the predickies were here. We both predicted Atlanta. It was Atlanta. So there you go. No points there. But yeah, Atlanta looks very good. London, a lot of people are saying London's going to clutch it out in the end and win again. I don't see it happening this time around. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it does, just because, you know, the script. But I don't think it'll happen. The next game was Washington versus Paris. Like I said, I wish this game was swapped with the Paris versus Shanghai game, just so that Paris would end on a high note. But Washington beat Paris 3-1. Obviously, Washington's been looking great. This was also Washington's last game, so good for them. And yeah, it was very good. Corey and Stratus basically just popped off, as they usually do, and it was great. And we both predicted Washington, obviously, so there you go. No points this round either. Oh, no. Oh, no. The next game is Florida-Toronto. This is another risky pick that I chose. I thought maybe they'll pull it together. I predicted Toronto. Calder predicted Florida. Florida 4-0s Toronto in Toronto's last game. What a bum, dude. Now it's... So Calder wins that round. Florida obviously been looking good. Toronto, they've basically given up on this season. They're looking to the next. There's been some stuff said about, like, maybe Toronto ditching a bunch of players and kind of doing a soft revamp. I hope they mostly stick with their current roster, because none of them have really been given a solid chance. They were kind of thrown into this team that was really trying to figure stuff out. You know, they just made a bunch of coaching changes. It was like halfway or a little more than halfway through the season. I hope that Toronto gives these guys another chance and throw some more people in there to help as well. But yeah, Florida 4-0 Toronto. That's a point for Caldy. And the last game of the week was Dallas versus Guangzhou. We both predicted Guangzhou, and Guangzhou 4-0 Dallas. Now this, I'm not going to talk about it too much, because I'm sure everybody's talking about it. Everyone's already talked about it. But the last map in this match, Dallas decides, hey, you know what? We're out of playoff contention. We've already lost the series. It's 3-0. Let's put Mickey in for Havana so that everyone can see Mickey play. So they play. They're losing. And then it pauses. Apparently, Unko has some sort of mouse issue. It was later revealed that he just couldn't move his character. So it wasn't a mouse issue, because they replaced the mouse, and then he just couldn't move his character, so it was an in-game issue. So there's like a 30-minute pause, and then they finally come back and they say, you know what, we're just resetting the Dallas attack. This is the most fair thing we can come up with that's a fix. So then Dallas attacks for about 5 seconds, and then it pauses again. Unko still can't move. It was the longest pause in Overwatch League history, for sure, but maybe Overwatch history, other than just like tournaments being canceled because of technical difficulties, because that doesn't really count as a pause. But it was kind of crazy. Props to the production team for figuring it out. Props to Wolf and Achilleos for just stalling for time and throwing it to random features to try and stall for time. And to Emily Tang for doing an on-the-fly interview with some players. It's a little awkward when she asked Taimu if he enjoyed his season, and he was kind of like, rather not answer that question, because he's been quite vocal about not really enjoying not being played. But yeah, it was a 4-0 Guangzhou, so we both agreed on that one, meaning the final quickie predicky score is Calder got 3 right. That also, keep in mind, I didn't count ones where we both got them right or both got them wrong, so we both got more than this amount right. But Calder got 3 right that I didn't, and I got 3 right that he didn't. So it's a tie, so makes sense, because I have no one to brag to, and he's not here to brag to me, so that just works out. Now, let's do some standings, and then we'll do some quickie predickies. Nope. Which one do we usually do first? Quickie predickies or standings? I don't remember. Let's do quickie predickies. I'm feeling quickie predickies. Do I write these down? I guess I write these down, right? Okay, I'm gonna write these down. So, Atlanta, Dallas, this is an Atlanta win easy. I should say Atlanta needs to win both of these games to get into top 6. Didn't really think it was a possibility, really. Like, I knew it was a possibility, but I didn't think there was a very good chance. But there's a very good chance of it happening. Atlanta beats Dallas, my prediction. Boston, New York, that's a New York win. Shock Titans. Ooh. Oh, no, actually, why am I saying it? It's a shock win there. Titans have been looking good, but Shock have been looking great. Gladiators, Valiant. Now, the thing about Valiant is they face Gladiators and Shock. And if they win one of these, they get the 12th spot. So they make it into play-ins. If they don't win either of these games, Chengdu is the 12th spot. And as much as I love Chengdu, I really badly want for Valiant to make it in, because they had such a garbage start to the season, and they've just, like, clawed their way out from the depths, and they're so close. So, Gladiators, Valiant. I don't think Valiant beats Shock, and I want to have hope, so I'm going to say Valiant beat Gladiators. I think it'll be a tough game, but I think KSF and Space, Fact Fiction, I think they, Kareev, obviously the whole team, I'm just late. I think they can clutch it out. I love Sure4 and a bunch of the geese over at the Gladiators, but I'm going to say LA Valiant take that one, hopefully. Hangzhou versus Shanghai, that's a Hangzhou. Easy win. Atlanta versus Boston. Like I said, Atlanta should win both these games. It's the two bottom teams this stage. New York versus Titans. I say that's a Titans win. New York's been looking like they're struggling. And then Shock, Valiant. I'm going to say Shock. That seems correct. Now, I'm just going to real quick take a picture of this so that I can remember it for next week. There we go. All done. All right, now let's get into the standings. Let's get rid of this trash. Okay. We don't care about stage standings. That doesn't matter. We're looking at playoff standings. So, the teams that have clinched the top 6 are Vancouver, are Titans, Shock, Excelsior, Spark, and Gladiators, meaning there's one more top 6 spot. If Atlanta loses one of their games this week, then Spitfire get that 6th spot. If they win both of their games this week, by any map differential, because their map differential is already better than London's, then they take the 6th spot, which, hoo doggy boy, that would make me so happy. But yeah. So that's the top six implications. Now, the other teams that are in the top 12, as I said, are London or Rain. And then Dynasty, Charge, Fusion, Dragons, and then either Hunters or Valiant. Like I said, if Valiant wins either of the their games this week by any map differential, then they are in because their map differential is already better than Chengdu's by more than four. And if Valiant loses either, or sorry, loses both, then their win-loss ratio will be worse than Chengdu's, and Chengdu will take the 12th spot. Like I said, I think Rain will get into the top six, which is so great to hear. And then, oh man, I really want Valiant to get the 12th spot. But if I'm being real, it's they could win the Gladiators match. Gladiators have looked just okay, but so have Valiant. I think that game could go either way, especially with it being the home crowd for both teams. I think it'll be crazy. I think it'll be close. I hope it's Valiant, but I think it'll probably be Chengdu, which kind of bums me out because Valiant have worked very, very hard for this. So that's the standings. Now, let's just assume that my predictions are correct. Like, I think that if Chengdu makes it into the top 12, they don't make it into the playoffs. They don't beat teams like Guangzhou and Atlanta or London. They could probably beat some of the other teams, maybe even London. But I don't think they make it as one of the two teams that makes it into the playoffs. And then Valiant, I think they could. So let's just assume that Valiant makes it into the top 12. Of the teams that would be in play-in, let's assume Rain gets into the top six. If they don't make it into the top six, I think they make it through play-ins because they're just killing it right now. But let's just assume Rain makes it to top six. So our play-in teams are London, Seoul, Guangzhou, Philly, Shanghai, Valiant. I think the two teams that make it, it all depends on bracketing, but my guess is the two teams that make it are Guangzhou and Valiant. That's why I want Valiant to make it, because I think they make it through play-ins. Maybe London steals it from one of those two teams, but I don't think so. I think Guangzhou's a lock, because they've been doing really well. But, yeah, I think Valiant or London would be the next team. So those are my predictions for that. I'm not going to write those down because that's just me saying things. But yeah, so very excited for this next week because it's got a lot of implications. Well, it's got two implications, basically. Who makes it to the 12th spot and who makes it to the 6th spot. But that's exciting, baby. And then next week we'll talk about like who we think's gonna win and stuff like that, because I've got some stuff to say about who I want to win and who I think should win. Whatever, doesn't matter. Anyway, thank you guys for watching or listening to this episode of the podcast. I know it was kind of probably weird just listening to a guy talk. It's just me, guys. It's just me here. And I hope that we're at a point in our relationship where you feel like you just listen to me talk and you feel like we're friends. Oh, man. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching. Thank you everybody for listening. Appreciate your love and support. Calder might be back next week. That's what he told me. I don't know how he doesn't know. But we'll see. Until then, play some Overwatch. Watch some Overwatch League. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye, boys. Usually I put something funny at the end too. But hey, you know? That's it. That's it. That's all, folks.